and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. Let's continue the laughter this week with Red Skelton. He began in vaudeville as a physical comedian and somehow managed to translate that physical comedy to his radio show. The first half hour, Red Skelton creates a visual of an incompetent barber using words. This is the Raleigh Cigarette Show, starring Red Skelton, the Barber of Schlemiel, first broadcast May 27, 1947 on NBC.
From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor.
And Irving Leroy Rizzo.
It's Moisturize, the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new freshness, new taste, and the new, different, moisturized Raleigh 903. New blend, new taste, new freshness. It's the new, all-new, moisturized Raleigh 903. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian, the star of our Raleigh Cigarette program, Red, It's a Girl, Skelton.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you know I'm a little nervous tonight, Rod. I passed the dice game out in the hall, and I heard a guy say, "You're faded," and I thought we were cut off the air again.
I'm proud of that.
How do you feel, Rod?
Oh, fine, Red. Say, that sure was a wonderful show they put on at the Hollywood Bowl last Friday
night.
Yeah,
the Night of Music was really great. They had a lot of big stars there, too. Phil Silvers, Peggy Lee, Frank Sinatra, Jimmy Durante, Danny Thomas, Dave Rose, Benny Goodman, Cucamonga, and there's a diner on that train.
Well, say, it was supposed to be a night of music. What were you doing there?
Well, I can sing. Of course, I'm at my best in the shower, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is that why you kept praying for rain all night?
Rod, you know, vaudeville is dead, you know. Let's not have radio with jokes like that asking it to move over, huh? You know, no, really, they used to call those concerts at the Bowl Symphony Under the Stars, but they don't do that anymore.
Huh?
No, they call it Melody Under the Smog. No kidding, that smog so bad. I went down to Los Angeles the other day, and I couldn't see my hands in front of me. It was so thick. Had my gloves on, I guess.
Well, say, weren't you a little nervous playing before all those thousands of people?
No, I just pretend like there was nobody there, and when I finished my act, nobody was. But seriously, though, did you ever hear so much applause when they announced my name?
Huh? Oh, yeah, they applauded for everyone on the program.
Well, don't you think they applauded just a little bit more for me?
Well, to tell the truth, Red.
Look, when I want the truth, I'll ask for it.
Say, you know, I thought it was a great show, though, for a great cause.
Yeah, it was a benefit for the Catholic Youth Organization. Kids of all races, creeds, and creeds will profit by the show that the show folks put on last Friday night, which proves show business really has a heart, you know?
You know, and another group of great showmen, the Variety Club, held their convention here in Los Angeles last week.
Oh, yeah.
You missed that, though, didn't you, Red?
Yeah, I was up in San Francisco most of the week. They said they were... I was sorry I wasn't here, though.
Variety Club said that?
No, San Francisco. You know, most of the members of the Variety Club are theater owners, you know.
Well, any of them ever tell you what kind of business your pictures do when they play them?
No, they were very polite, all of them. No kidding, the last picture I did, business was so bad that the cashier dropped dead and they didn't know it till he went to change prices at 6 o'clock.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new freshness, new taste, and the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to smoke milder. It's moisturized to taste better. Yes, this new modern Rolly 903 brings you new freshness, new taste. It tastes far better than any cigarette ever made before because it's moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process. The greatest advance in cigarette making in 25 years. Because of this new moisturized freshness and new taste, you get new smoking enjoyment in the new, all-new Rolly 903.
And remember this about the new moisturized Rolly 903. Medical science offers proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smokers, follow the lead of Hedy Lamarr, star of the new film, Dishonored Lady. Get the new moisturized Rolly 903 and see how much fresher, richer, better tasting it is. A new blend, new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Rolly 903 is new, all new. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer, to taste better.
Anita Ellis sings, "They can't take that away from me. It's by George Gershwin." I mean, "They can't take that away from me" by George Gershwin.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, memory of all me, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance. You've changed my life. Oh, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away.
Skelton Scrapbook of Satire.
Ah, cut it out, will you? How do you like that? He brought his brother with him tonight. The hell, huh? Page one tonight is entitled Willie Lump Lump, the Barber of Slameel. Bleeding time, 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Howdy, Willie. What's cooking? I said, what's cooking?
Nothing. Every always smells that way. Good to see you again, though.
I'll bet you're surprised to see me back so soon.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I only got a shave last week.
Yeah, I thought you'd be in the hospital for at least a month, you know.
How's your barbershop doing?
Not too good. I guess I'll have to wait for the tourist trade. Everybody in this town's wise to me, you know.
Well, if there's ever a depression and people want to get their throats cut, you'll do a landslide business.
Oh, I don't think so. There's too many people in this throat-cutting business already.
Willie, maybe you'd do better if you laid off that stuff.
What, learn to walk all over again? Not me, boy. My business will boom when the world starts buying the new automatic haircut and shaving machine I'm inventing, you know.
Uh-oh, I gotta get out of here.
Yes, ma'am.
Your wife's crossing the street. Look, she's crossing against the streetlight.
Where is she?
There.
Oh, yeah, there she... Oh, careful, dear. There's a car behind you. Turn around, turn around. Mister. Well, what do you expect from these out-of-town drivers?
Well, howdy, Mrs. Lemplump.
Howdy, Mr. Pesthold. You getting a shave and a haircut?
No, I just came back to see if Willie found my chin yet. Well, I guess I'll be going now and leave you two alone.
I hope your father-in-law sends her back now, Mr. Pesthold. Well, I better get to work on my invention.
Willie, aren't you going to kiss me?
Kiss you? Have you gone mad, woman?
Well, other men kiss their wives when they first meet.
Yeah, well, we've met before. That's a brilliant remark, Willie. What do you want down here in the run of the day?
I need some money.
Yeah? Well, why don't you go to the bank and cash one of my checks?
Well, how much will they give me?
Oh, 30, 40 years? I don't know.
Open that drawer and let me see what you have there in the register.
Well, I'd like to see, too. Open it up. Now look what you did. You let my maws out. Well, there it is. Take a look at it. The most beautiful varnished drawer you've ever seen. And it's empty.
Didn't you have any customers today?
Yeah, I had three.
Well, you didn't work on them for nothing.
No, I paid them.
Happened? Where is all the money you took in?
I know where it is.
Willie, look at me.
I know what you look like.
Oh, there you go, making remarks about me again. You're always insulting me. Your own wife. Why, for 2 cents, I'd go home to mother.
Oh, don't say that. You're making me feel like a heel.
You do?
Yeah, I don't have 2 cents yet. Here comes your customer. Now, stay in the background, will you?
I'll have a shave once over politely.
Yes, sir.
Well, start shaving me.
Say, don't I know you from somewhere? You look like an ex-GI. I see the duck there on you.
Yes, I was in the service.
Oh. Enlisted man or Pentagon building?
I was an officer.
No kidding.
Hey, why are you strapping me in the chair?
Well, you see, I'm going to pump it up in the air, and I don't want you to black out, you know. Hey, officer, what was your rank?
Colonel.
No kidding.
But it's good to be a civilian again and get back at my old job.
I'll bet it is. How is the street cleaning business? You know, I was a private myself, you know. You want a haircut, do you?
Just a shave.
An ex-colonel and you want a shave? Say, you are a sport, ain't you? Well, it's just as well. You're getting a little thin on top there, anyhow. Well, how'd you like a bottle of Willie Lump's Hair Restore?
Is it any good?
Sure, I drink it all the time.
You mean you drink it? Isn't that dangerous?
Not if you don't smoke for a half hour.
Well, is it any good for the hair?
Good. My wife. See, that's what makes it bad when you know what's coming. Isn't good. My wife opened a bottle of my Hair Restore with her teeth, and 3 days later she had a mustache and a goatee.
Oh, how horrible.
You should have seen her before she grew.
Business has been good, huh?
Yeah, you're my third customer.
Today?
No, just my third customer, you know. Look, you'll have to take that cigarette out of your mouth if you want me to shave you.
It's a Raleigh.
Oh, I'll work around it.
Well, I'll put it out. Have you got an ashtray?
Yeah, here's one.
It's an odd-looking ashtray. Looks like a nickel-plated ear. Yeah.
It is. Willie got that from the second customer he shaved.
Well, tell me about the first.
We never speak of him. He don't pop off much either, you know.
Look, could you hurry a little with the shave, old man?
Yeah, I'll get a hot towel and soften up that facial fungus you've got there. Boy, is that towel hot.
Of all the stupid tricks, what's the idea of dropping that hot towel on my face?
What do you expect me to do, hold it and burn my fingers, sir?
Willie, be more careful. Would you care for a manicure, mister?
Well, my nails are a little long.
That's good. You'll trim them right down to your elbows.
Say, you look rather attractive.
Oh, yes, and you look kind of handsome yourself.
I didn't realize it was that dark in here. Better turn on the lights and let them both scare each other to death.
How about it? Shall we have dinner?
Mustache and a goatee. I got a date tonight.
Not you, dope.
Oh, pardon me.
Could you rush it a little? I'm in a hurry.
Yeah, well, if you're in a hurry, how would you like a Woolly Lump Lump's automatic special?
Well, what's that?
New invention. See that cabinet over here? You stick your head in that slot, see, and your hands go in another slot, and your feet go in another slot, and you get a haircut, shave, shoe, shampoo, and shine all for...
Care to try it, sporty?
Well, sure.
Okay, just put your head right in there.
You mean like this?
Yeah. Now, I'll set it. Ooh, it clipped his necktie off. I wonder if his neck was attached to it. Ooh, are you ready? There we go. Now.
Stop it! Stop it!
I'm trying to. Something went wrong. Wait a minute.
Why, you big dope.
Ooh, look at you. Well, it's not my fault. You moved your head.
What?
I said you moved your head.
I can't hear you.
Well, no wonder. Wait till I get your ears out of there. Well, we need new ashtrays around here anyway. Thank you.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new freshness, new taste, and the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to smoke milder. It's moisturized to taste better. Yes, this new modern moisturized Rolly 903 brings you new freshness, new taste. It tastes far better than any cigarette ever made before. It's new. All new. New blend, new freshness, new taste.
And remember this about the new moisturized Rolly 903. Medical science offers proof positive. Tests certified by a jury of 14 doctors based on a method used by the United States government prove that no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smoke the new, all new Rolly 903. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer, to taste better.
David Forrester and his Raleigh Cigarette Orchestra play Espana Connie. We'll be right back. Chapter 2 is entitled The Little Things That Cause Trouble.
Well, as long as I was on the telephone, I may as well make one more call. Now, I wonder who I will get this time. Let's see now. Yeah.
Hello, police department, 6th precinct.
I've hit the jackpot. The police department, is you stationed in the middle of Myrtle Street?
That's right.
Well, for goodness sake, get out. You want to get run over? Boy, I is an ornery way to work tonight. Sometimes I feel like walking into the reform school and making them take me. Let's see, I make one more call now. I'm going to call somebody.
I told you to stay away from the telephone, no. And now I've caught you red-handed.
Yeah, that mercurochrome stays on a long time, don't it? Right?
And why do you have mercurochrome on your hands? Did you cut yourself?
No, I got your head here.
Then why put that stuff on your hand?
Because you can't get me head in the bottle.
What caused your headache?
I don't know.
Come here.
What?
Look at your forehead. Oh? There's a big bump
You're
on
careful
it.
With that bump.
Does it hurt?
No, but be careful. It might be me bubble gum. I misplaced it a couple of days ago.
You've got cement all over your legs. You've been around Mr. Brzezinski's new driveway, haven't you?
I'm not saying, but boy, that driveway looked like the lobby of Grumman's Chinese Theater. You know?
Well, you can just expect him to be mad at you.
Oh,
he'll recognize your footprints.
Oh, no, he won't. I was wearing new shoes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, goodness.
What's wrong?
Oh, I gotta take a look in the oven. Goodness, me mud pies is baking, you know.
Mud in my oven? Oh, Junior, why did you do it?
Well, you don't expect me to eat them raw, does you?
Now, you know that eating mud will make you sick.
No, it won't. I vaccinate myself. Vaccinate myself.
Where did you vaccinate yourself?
In a place where people couldn't see it. In the cellar. I did it with your old sewing machine.
Oh, you're only kidding.
You keep laughing, kiddo, that's all.
Well, you better go wash up a bit.
No, I'm clean enough. I'm clean enough.
Why are you so afraid of soap and water?
Well, I'll tell you, Grandma, it's like this, you see. When I was a little bitty baby, see, and my mommy and my papa, they came up and they were going to pick me out, see. And they... They come up, they was going to pick me out, and my mommy says, let's take this one. And Pop says, no soap. And it's been that way ever since.
Well, I wonder why your mother doesn't call.
Don't make much sense now, does it? Well, why don't you take a bath?
Why?
Well, that's the only time the phone rings is when you take a bath.
You're right. The phone does ring when I take a bath.
Yeah, lucky don't wait to ring for me when I take a bath, you know. We'd be cut off from the world, you know.
Now, run along and behave yourself.
Behave myself? Yes. I'm a little rusty on that. Could you give me a few pointers?
Just keep saying to yourself over and over again, I'm going to behave myself. I'm going to behave myself.
I'm going to behave myself. I'm going to behave myself. Okay. I'm going to behave myself. I'm going to behave myself. I'm going to... Well, I try. Yeah, what you doing? What you scratching at that fishbowl for, cat? Huh? Would you like to join the goldfish in the widow swim? Yeah, I'll help you up and you can go wading. There, get in the boat. Yeah. Can there, Mark, can cat swim?
Certainly not.
This one is.
Don't be silly. Where's the cat?
In the goldfish bowl.
Where's the fish?
Hiding.
Where?
In the cat. Look there, boy, that old cat, look at him smile. He looked like he just swallowed what he just swallowed.
Junior, come here to me.
No, now
oh,
you...
never mind.
Right.
You just keep on and I'll tell.
You tell what?
I'll tell everybody that you play with dolls.
Oh, I just not.
Oh, no? No. I think I'll move this doll buggy out on the porch.
Oh, no, then the kids will know it's mine. Never! You know,
Junior.
Marty.
Oh, you hit me.
Now, get up your room.
You hit me, Grandma. You hit me. You ain't hit me.
Didn't hurt, though. Hey, look, look, there's a fly. There's a fly. Look.
Junior, what are you chasing?
A fly. I'm going to get the fly.
Get the fly swatter.
No, no, this baseball bat will do. I'll get that fly. You watch. Well, there's one lampshade he won't hide behind. Boy, now, come on. Get out of there. He's behind the curtain.
Junior, stop it. Stop it.
No, I'm hot now. You can't stop me now, boy. Hey, Nemo, you don't want flies in the house. Look at the damage they does. Look. Look at him up there on the ceiling, rubbing his widow hands and laughing at me.
Now, Junior, don't climb on the table. It's rickety.
Shh. I'll sneak up behind him. Now, a widow tap on his head with a baseball bat.
Junior, get up. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Did you get the fly?
No, he flew through that hole in the ceiling.
Junior, just look around you. You wrecked the room chasing that fly.
Yeah, he really called forth me best efforts, didn't he, huh?
That did it. Come here to me.
Oh, no.
Now, don't you run from me.
You'll never take me alive.
Be careful. You'll slip on that throw rug.
Well, now I know why they call it a throw rug. Junior just threw me about a mile here. Hey, just missed that pedestal with a vase on it. To make her think I is hurt, I'm going to use it to pull myself up.
No.
Junior, don't hold on to that pedestal. Stop shaking it. Oh, good heavens, my beautiful vase.
Beautiful, you call it. You're kind of ugly to me.
That was an heirloom.
Yeah.
It's been handed down for 5 generations.
You look like this generation going to pick it up, don't it?
Did you do that on purpose?
Did I do that on purpose?
Yes.
Did you ask me that?
I asked you that.
Grandma, I cannot tell a lie. So I will keep me widow traps yet.
Junior, I asked you a question.
Don't ask questions. Just have fun. Just have fun.
Will you answer me?
It'll only lead to bloodshed.
Oh, sir. Now you're really going to get it.
Now, wait a minute. Nemo, please wait just a minute. I know I got a whipping coming to me. I'm pretty bad. But I just happened to think, you know, that we're here close to the closet, and it reminded me that I didn't get you a present on Mother's Day, you know? And after all, you is sort of me second mother, you know? So I tell you what, you go ahead and get in your present, and you'll come out, and you can beat me up.
Well, Junior, that's sweet.
Yeah, I got it coming to me,
I'll
don't.
Go and get it.
Yes, please do.
No! There's a mouse in the box!
Well, there's no use hanging around here, folks. You know what's going to happen when you come back.
Thanks for being with us tonight. We hope you like our program well enough to be with us again next Tuesday night. So until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. And thanks for listening, and thanks for buying Rolly cigarettes. Bye now.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all counts.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness, deep down satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
The Memorial Day weekend this coming Friday opens this year's vacation season and will be the signal for a tremendous increase in motor travel. There's an extra need for careful driving in order to avoid holiday accidents. Let us obey the laws. Be careful. The life you save may be your own. Raleigh's invites you to other good listening during the week. Listen to the People Are Funny show with Art Linkletter next Friday night and join us again with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Red Scalp is brought to you by the makers of Raleigh Cigarettes.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
You're listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web with your host, Justine Ward. By 1948, when the next show was broadcast, Red Skelton had taken top billing and changed sponsors to Procter & Gamble's Tide detergent. In this episode, Junior, the mean whittle kid, goes camping in a hilarious skit. Enjoy The Red Skelton Show, first broadcast September 10th, 1949 on NBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following program was prepared for you. We hope you're prepared for it.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble presents The Red Skelton Show, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Yes, it's the Red Skelton Show, brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash.
Tide's in, dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
And now from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, O'Connor?
How are you, Skelton?
I'm a little tired, and I've been up all night.
What doing?
Guarding my gas tank. I'll be up all night tonight, too.
But where are you going to stay up all night tonight? You're out of gas now.
I know, but I look silly siphoning in the daytime. No kidding, I rode down here tonight on the bus. Boy, was that thing crowded. They were in there like sardines.
Really? Huh? Really?
Yeah, everybody got off with a fishy stare. Fixed for gas.
How are you fixed for gas?
Okay, but it's my own fault. Everybody tells me I eat too fast. Well, let's try what's written here now.
Well, Skelton, this is our second show. Yeah. Tell me, were you as nervous as you were last week?
Am I as nervous? No, I wasn't too nervous last week.
Well, tell me you weren't nervous. Before the show, I said, let me shake your hand. You should said, why? It's doing okay, but...
I told him not to go to a cheap dentist. It happens every time. He's not kidding, though. I was nervous. No kidding. I was so nervous last week, I put my hand on the dressing room table, and I got an answer from the spirit world.
Say, you did all right on the Life of Riley program that follows us, too.
Yeah, you know, this is a nice setup on Friday night. Mm-hmm. If our show dies, Digger O'Dell, the friendly undertaker, comes in. Sorry I said that.
I'd like to say it's good to be working with you again,
well,
Red.
Thanks, Rod. I'd like to say it's good to be working with you again.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've said what's written here, I'd like to say it's good to be eating again.
Well, Red, last week you started to tell me about your vacation.
Yeah.
Tell me, did you do any horseback riding?
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. Of a morning, you get on the horse and you leave the dirty old smoky city. You ride all day and you just bounce around till you get to the top of the mountain. And then that night, you got a beautiful view of the dirty old smoky city.
Well, tell me, did your wife, Georgia, enjoy sleeping out?
I'll get killed for this. Do I ask me again?
All right. Tell me, did your wife, Georgia, enjoy sleeping out?
She must have. She snored so loud, seven moose answered her.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
Oh, just a minute. I hate to interrupt good singing like that, but what about all them newfangled sudsers I've been reading about in the pictures and catalogs?
Well, Clem, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Oh.
Any other suds. Any other washing product known.
Oh.
There just isn't any other wash day product like Procter & Gamble's Tide. Ooh. Friends, remember that the next time you go shopping. Nothing you can buy will wash your clothes as clean as Tide. Because Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film, too. And that happens to your whole family wash, from your special occasion linens down to your everyday work clothes. Yet with all this remarkable cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. What's more, colored things get a new lease on brightness.
Tide actually brightens those soap dull colors. As for your white things, in hardest water, Tide gets them whiter than any other washing product known. And Tide keeps them white, too, week after week, never turns them yellow. But remember, Tide is the one, the only wash day product in the world that gives you all this, the cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
Folks, from your reports last week, you all seemed to like the Four Knights, and here they are again to sing St. Louis Blues.
Sent for you yesterday, here you come today.
Shouldn't do that, you shouldn't do that.
If you can't do better, might as well just stay away.
Shouldn't do that, you shouldn't do that. Biddle bit loot bot loot bone and order that load of that food bar and big old boy. Diddle be bop 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 and order loot bop bop bop. Be biddle bop, diddle be bop for oy. Biddle bit loot bop bop bop. At the St. Louis Blue, just blue as I can be. At the St. Louis Blue, just blue as I can be.
People you'll meet sooner or later.
Friends, if you drive a car, sooner or later you'll run into a guy that don't stop for a red light, or vice versa. Don't lose your head, though, because the guy might be one of them Willy Lump Lump fellers.
Why, it's nothing like living dangerously.
Now, careful, Willie. You're over the white line.
We must be getting closer to town. We're sideswiping more cars now.
Look, Mr. Oldfield, will you stop this junk heap? I'd like to get out.
I can't stop. There's no curbs handy.
Must you have a curb to stop?
Oh, no, no, no. Point out a brick wall, that'll do.
Do you mean there are no brakes on this thing?
No, I don't believe in loading a car down with a lot of excesses.
I don't know why you let anyone swindle you with this thing.
Oh, it was easy. I was just walking up the street, went by one of them used car lots, looked in my wallet. Next thing I knew, I was yelling, "Put me down!" The dealer was awful nice, though. He offered to carry my wallet and everything. Car only cost $2,000. That ain't bad for a Stanley steamer, you know.
You mean to say that you paid $2,000 for this ash can on wheels? Oh! When I think of all the intelligent men I could have married, it just makes me ill.
Yeah, well, it makes me pretty sick, too.
Just keep on.
Shut up, Willie.
Now, don't you yell at me, Willie Lump Lump. Watch where you're driving. Good heavens. What was that that just hurtled across the radiator?
That's a pedestrian, the cowards. They're pole vaulting.
I wish you'd at least bought an antique with windows in it.
I never noticed before. Ain't this thing got a windshield in it?
No, this ain't got a windshield in it.
Well, I was wondering why that windshield wiper kept smearing my nose all over my face.
Freezing.
Oh,
if you were the right kind of a husband at all, you'd see that I was shivering and half frozen.
Yeah.
I'm so cold, I've turned purple.
Well, I must say it's more becoming to you than your usual green.
I don't know if it's your remarks or if it's the air that's coming in that's making me so cold.
Oh, why don't you... Look, I'm sorry I yelled at you and lost me. Say, you are cold, aren't you? Your goose pimples are riding each other piggyback. Wait a minute, there's a blanket in the back seat. I'll get it for you.
Willie, keep your hand on the wheel. Well, you nearly killed me. I hope you're satisfied.
No, I'm not. Can we go around the block and try again?
Well, where's the blanket?
Well, look, it's in the back seat. I'll get it if you'll hold on to the wheel like a... Hey, what's all this junk in the back seat?
Oh, how should I know? Just get the blanket.
Yeah, well, I will. Just a minute. I'll turn the page. See what I'm going to do next. Here we go. I'll just pull the blanket from under this stuff. Say, that reminds me. I got to go to the musicians' convention again next year.
Wheel.
Hmm?
Stop light.
What's the matter?
The light. You're going to run a light.
Well,
Willie, where are you?
In the back seat with a motor.
I told you to hold the wheel.
I'm holding the wheel, all four of them.
Did we hit that other car?
Huh?
Did we hit that other car?
That's a brilliant remark. I don't think it had a nervous breakdown from fright. Boy, I sure aged that baby fast, didn't I? Huh? Now, look, the other driver, I better be careful with him there.
Why?
I don't think them shoulder pads in his shoulders are pads. That ain't what it says, but it's got to do. Look, let me handle it. You keep your big mouth out of this.
You don't stop saying my mouth is big.
Well, it is. Every time you yawn, you swallow your head. So fair. Go and see this guy. Hiya, buddy. Imagine meeting you here, huh? You all right, buddy? Don't worry about a thing. I got plenty of insurance, buddy. You all right, buddy? Hey, buddy, take your head out of the exhaust pipe and answer me.
Yeah, well, I am a bit shaken.
Yeah, you are.
Tell me, weren't you driving on the wrong side of the street?
No, I was driving on the same side you were, only you were coming the other way.
Well, tell me, do you always drive side saddle?
No, I bought this car from a used car dealer, and the price threw the car a little out of line.
Was anybody in your car injured? Your wife looks nauseated.
Now, you ought to steer without makeup on. You okay?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, you're all right. Now, look, don't worry about a thing. I got plenty of insurance. Here, take a swig of this. It's Willie Peptonic. That'll bring you around, boy.
Yeah. Thanks, but I'm not...
Well, go ahead, swallow it.
Well,
just hold on to your eyeballs and swallow.
Well, I'll try it.
Go right ahead, boy.
What did you say that stuff was?
Willie Lump Lump Peptonic. That's pre-war stuff. Providing the war breaks out tomorrow. Take another gulp now. Just go right ahead. Now, don't worry about a thing. I sure sneaked up on you, didn't I?
Yeah, thank you. I'm feeling better already.
Good.
I think my tonsils just dissolved.
Well, you don't look very comfortable balanced on your ear that way. Better lay down in the gutter. You'll feel better.
Right.
Don't worry. I'm covered with insurance. You got nothing to worry about, fella. You want another swig? Just help yourself. Uh-oh, here comes the Dick Tracys of tomorrow. Just relax, don't worry about a thing now. Don't worry about a thing.
Well, looks like you boys were playing leapfrog with your automobile.
Yeah.
What happened?
What happened? Smell that man's breath and ask no more questions.
now Dave Rose and the Procter & Gamble Orchestra play Authentic Music of the West.
Thank you, Dave Rose. You know, amazing as Tide is for all your family wash, it's just as amazing in your dishpan. Listen, Procter & Gamble's sensational Tide washes dishes cleaner than any soap in the world. Tide cuts grease better than any soap in the world, whisks it away like magic. Honestly, dishwashing with Tide is a wonderful experience because Tide leaves no scum in the water, no greasy ring round the pan, and never a cloudy film on glasses and dishes. They rinse and dry clear and sparkling, even without wiping. Or you can tell Tide is different the minute you see those suds. They look different. They feel different. You get more of them, get them quicker. And in hardest water, they last longer. Just to make things perfect, Tide suds are kind to your hands, too. Now, you can't ask for more, so ask for Tide. See how different dishwashing can be.
And now a page from our mean little kid's diary.
Have you ever bundled up the family and gone on a camping trip? One of them places where it's nice, peaceful, and quiet-like? Yes, sir, there's nothing like it. Unless, of course, you by chance camp around where Junior, the mean little kid, is.
Loreen, where's Junior?
I don't know. Junior! Junior, where are you?
Over here, kiddo. Sitting on the edge of the cliff, dangling my feet.
Heavens! Come here, that's a 16,000-foot drop.
Well, wipe the smile off your face, kiddo. I ain't going to fall.
Junior?
Yeah?
Come here to me.
What you want, kiddo?
Don't you ever do a thing like that again.
Why?
Why, you could have fallen into that camp in the valley and hurt someone.
Yeah.
Hey, what we come up here for anyway, huh? I got a nice little quivered home and everything. You bring me up here in the
morning. Junior, You mean you don't enjoy the idea of coming home?
No,
why, child. Someday you'll realize that to get away from the noise of this city and just relax and enjoy the sound of the earth is a rare privilege.
Really? Hey, Namo, did the Indians used to live up here in the woods?
Oh, yes, dear.
Really?
Oh, those must have been the days.
You should know.
They had no high prices then. Why, if the Indians wanted food, all they had to do was to go out and shoot it.
Shoot it?
Yes. Ooh, the woods are full of good things to eat.
No kidding. Well, hand me a bow and arrow. I'm going to shoot myself an ice cream cone.
Stay right here. Dinner will soon be ready.
Oh, what you going to burn tonight, Mom?
Oh, Lord, don't insult my cooking.
Ah.
And, Junior, stop scratching.
I have to scratch.
Why?
I'm the only one knows where it is. Tell me what we're going to eat tonight.
You're going to eat the fish I caught.
The fish you caught?
Yes.
You mean Grandpa? We're going to eat Grandpa?
No! A trout.
Well, he's a racetrack trout.
Mother, I wonder who that man is walking this way.
Where?
Look at him.
Oh, he's probably one of the other campers. Now, remember, we're only here for the night and no extra supplies either. This guy looks like a chiseler.
Yeah.
Howdy, folks.
Howdy, chiseler.
Junior! Junior, you apologize.
Why, because I said it before you did?
Lady, is this your little boy?
I am, but I doubt if they'll admit it without a third degree, kiddo.
Well, I hate to bother you, but my coffee pot is missing.
Well, go out and wouldn't shoot yourself one. It would just for you.
We're only here for one night, and I'm sorry, but we only have one coffee pot.
And I'm keeping me fishing worms in that.
I hate to contradict you, lady, but you have two coffee pots.
Now, look, Mr.
Brown, Jim Brown. I have that lookout tower up there.
Now, what were you saying about us having two coffee pots?
Well, I'm very sorry to mention it, but...
Don't.
Well, I had to take a ride down the trail to check on some careless folks who left the campfire burning.
If you know what's good for me, you'll keep your mouth shut, will you?
And then, when I looked through my binoculars, I...
Your what? What's a binocular? What's a binocular, huh?
Sounds like a fish.
Anyhow, when I looked through my binoculars, I saw this little boy coming down the ladder out of the lookout tower with my coffee pot.
Well, I can't believe Junior would do such a thing. He's such a sweet, well-mannered youngster.
Oh, you dreamer, you.
Well, how about it, son?
Well, how do you know it was me coming down the ladder? How do you know it wasn't some well-dressed bear or something?
I'm sure it was. The boy had on a white T-shirt with a skull and crossbones on it.
What else he had on?
He was also wearing blue jeans.
Well, is I wearing anything like that?
Junior, put your clothes back on.
Now, look, young man, did you take this man's coffee pot? Answer me.
I don't go around answering strange questions, kiddo.
Oh, now let me talk to him.
Oh.
Junior, dear.
The muffity guff's coming now.
Listen.
Yes, Namo, dear.
Now tell Nama and tell Nama the truth, dear.
Yes.
Did you take the coffee pot or not?
You want me to tell you, so? You can tell them. I'm wise to you, blabbermouth. Don't you hit me. You hit me and I'll tell on you.
You'll tell what?
I'll tell everybody you used to be a bartender.
I have us no such thing.
Oh, no. Hey, Verna, two beers.
Bottle or draft?
Look, Sonny, I have to get back up to the lookout tower.
Yes.
So, man to man, where is my coffee pot?
Man to man, it's behind that tree over there.
Well, as man to mother, Junior, come here.
Right.
Now, what you did was dishonest. Now, you must be punished.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, 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 no. You hit me. You hit me. You hit me. You broke my widow. You broke my widow.
You broke the widow what?
I don't know. It hadn't started hurting yet.
Well, folks, I've got to get going.
Good.
Be sure to put your campfire out.
Yep.
And remember this. 2 minutes of being careful can save 50 years of trees.
We'll be careful.
We'll be careful. We'll be
careful. And,
Junior,
You don't play with matches, do you?
No, sir, boy. I got my fingers burned once. I don't play with them now. I got a cigarette lighter.
Junior!
Oh, dear. Times I'm sorry I took him out of the baby carriage before I gave it away.
Can I go play?
Yes, run along.
Now, Junior, don't make any noise.
No.
You might disturb the other campers.
Yes.
And don't throw stones.
No, throw stones.
You might hit someone.
Yeah, and don't breathe. Somebody else may want the oxygen.
I'm going to play.
Hey, kid, look out.
No.
Why don't you watch where you're going? Now you tripped over that rope and knocked my tent down.
Yeah?
Is that all you've got to do, go around wrecking tents?
No, you ought to see me with a house.
I can imagine.
Yeah, hey, what's he doing there? What is that thing?
Putting up my pup tent.
What's the matter? You in a doghouse?
Look, kid.
Hmm?
Run along.
Yeah?
Go see how far you can lean over that cliff.
Yeah. Hippity-hop, hippity-hop. Oh, yes. Whoa! What's that? It's a cat. It's a black one. Here, now, don't you cross my path or you'll have bad luck. Oh, it's okay. You can cross me path. You're not all black. He's got a white streak down his back. Come here, come here, come here. I got a kitty cat at home, too. Something around here is dead. Your cat. It can't be him, because he's walking around. Boy, that cat must have an awful bad cold. He walk around like there's nothing happening at all. Here, now I got you. I believe it's the cat. Boy, how'd you get so dirty? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Your mother must have pampered you, because you really spoiled. Them on mummy. They love each other. Oh, look, there's that lookout man. I'll go see if you belong to him. I've already learned one lesson about taking things that don't belong to me. Hey, Mr. Lookout Man, ain't you up in your tower?
Well, I just can't quite get up the pep to climb up those steps.
Oh. Hey, is this little kitty cat yours?
Great! Yes!
Well, you got up that 500 feet awful quick. I wonder why he don't like kitty cats. Of course, I don't blame him. This cat ain't exactly the type that makes friends easily, you know. The man has his chin up. Come on, I'll introduce you to him, see. Come on, here. Hiya. Well, I see you finally got your pup tent up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, don't you let your pup tent chase my cat. Look, I found a tomcat.
Get him away from here!
Here, where are you going to get your tent up? What are you taking it down for, mister? Where are you going, mister? You want to say goodbye? I better find a... Hey, any of you campers here lose a cat? Hey, where you going, folks? Hey, people. Hey, mister, lady, where you going? Bye. Goodbye, mister. Where you going? Go.
Marie, look. Everyone is breaking camp. Maybe somebody got wind of something.
No, I don't think so. But still, I can't understand why they're all leaving.
We got an idea, ain't we, folks? Come on, kitty cat, come on. I was going to give you a bottle of milk, but I think I'll change it to a bottle of Airwick now. Hey, Namor, look what I got. Look.
It, Junior?
Look.
Bring it closer, dear. I can't see without my glasses.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you want to see what Junior brought us? Yes. It might be something nice.
Well, it's nothing to be sniffed at, I'll tell you.
Mother, don't let him get near you.
Oh, I'd better put my glasses on. Good heavens, a polecat! Junior, drop that animal.
Hey, wife, it's just a thing for around the house. Take him home. I bet the mice would come out and surrender the minute he walked in. I bet he'd even kill Moss, this baby, you know? What's the matter? I'll see you later, cat. My folks are trying to get away from me. In fact, I'd like to get away from myself right now. Hey, wait for me. Let me in. Let me in the car. Let me in.
We will just as soon as you go take off all your clothes and go bathe in that little stream over there.
Okay, my dear, don't go away without me.
We won't.
Okay. Boy. Close up with fast. Woo, that water's cold. I sure got myself into trouble now. Well, that just goes to show you, if you associate in the wrong company, you can become a stinker, too.
Thanks for being with us tonight. We hope you liked our program well enough to be with us next week. So until next Friday...
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and thanks for buying more and more of that wash day miracle, Tide.
Tide's in, dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying, so long for a while.